Swapix, taking a look at what people on Twitter are saying about the hottest stories out of the Heartland. It's tragedy at a Sugarland concert at the Indiana State Fair. 5 people are dead, more than 40 injured after the rigging over the band's stage collapses into the crowd.
It was a massive wind gust, 70 miles per hour strong, that toppled the stage and its rigging just before a packed concert at the Indiana State Fair. Governor Mitch Daniels thanking other fairgoers who jumped into action, lifting the stage off other victims.
I know that those who were rescued, those who would have been more seriously hurt without their help, are profoundly grateful today.
Sugarland's Jennifer Nettles releasing a statement saying she's moved by the pain of those hurt and their families.
Fox News Radio's at Jeff Manasso. The Indiana State Fair was closed Sunday, but plans are for it to reopen Monday. The Twitter sphere is truly moved by the accident, such as musicians He Is We and actor-singer James Maslow. Sugarland also tweeted about the incident on Saturday night. Saturday night in Iowa, voters turned out for the state's straw poll. Michelle Bachmann took first, but a third-place finish was enough for Tim Pawlenty to decide that now's the time to end his bid for the White House. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has more.
After his third-place finish in the Ames straw poll, Pawlenty tells ABC's This Week, it's over.
I wish it would have been different, but obviously the pathway forward for me doesn't really exist, and so we're going to end the campaign.
Pawlenty says after taking his daughter to college this week, his future is uncertain.
Twitter just can't take the Iowa straw poll seriously, no matter how hard they try. Examples come from at Jay Posnansky, at Gabe the WP, and actor Drew Carey. One of the biggest honors for a pro athlete is the opportunity to meet the President of the United States after winning your sports championship. Even some college champs get the chance, but it takes a lot to get that invitation, so you don't want to blow it, right? Well, Green Bay Packer Desmond Bishop did all the work, but doesn't get to reap the reward. After winning the Super Bowl, the Packers finally got their chance to head to D.C. Bishop, though, forgot his ID on the team's charter. No ID, no White House. No White House, no president. Bishop took to Twitter after the incident, noting he has new motivation for this year. For fans like at Catherine Liz and at Root4OU, it's the ultimate tough luck. I'm at Chris Honig, and those are your Hot Topics on Fox News Radio.